Hello, and welcome back to the Curious Kid Podcast. One of our most popular episodes yet was episode 12, Curious About Garbage. In that episode, we learned what happens to your garbage after you bring it to the curb for pickup. So this week, we're going to do something similar.
This week, we're getting curious about mail.
We are going to learn what happens after you put a letter in the mailbox. What's our question of the week this week?
Is it harmful to lick postage stamps?
These days, many stamps are stickers. But if you are a mommy or daddy, you've probably licked a postage stamp or two before. Let's start with some United States mail history.
The Postal Service has been around since 1775.
That's right. In July of 1775, at the Second Continental Congress meeting in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, it was determined that there should be a Postmaster General who was to get paid $1,000 annually and should be in charge of creating posts for mail service between Falmouth and New England all the way south to Savannah, Georgia.
The first Postmaster General was Benjamin Franklin.
And there have been many other famous Postmaster Generals, including former presidents Abraham Lincoln and Harry Truman.
Mail was originally delivered by foot or horse.
That's why in 1850, it would take 4 to 6 weeks to send a letter from New York to San Francisco.
Later, mail traveled by train or steamboat.
That's why in 1900, it would take less than a week to deliver that same letter.
Today, mail travels by plane or truck.
Mail is really efficient, but it seems like people are using it less and less. I remember sending letters by mail and paying bills by mail, but email and the internet have replaced the need for standard mail. I realized that the Postal Service was in trouble when I got an e-vite to a wedding a few years ago. I figured that wedding invites would be the last thing to go electronic, but I was wrong.
Are people really sending less mail?
Yes. In 2006, there was more mail delivered than any other year. 213 billion pieces of mail in 1 year. While the number is down below 150 billion pieces of mail annually the last few years, that's a drop of about 30% in just over a decade.
Hopefully that 30% drop is junk mail.
I agree. How about we learn what happens to a letter after you put it in the mailbox?
Before you put it in the mailbox, you have to make sure three things are on the envelope.
And what are those three things?
Your address, the address of where it's going, and a stamp.
Right. And once the mail carrier collects the letter, it goes back to the local post office, where it is placed on a truck and ends up at a mail processing plant.
The mail is then culled.
That's a new word. Culled is spelled C-U-L-L-E-D. What is happening when mail is being culled?
It is being sorted by shape and size.
After the mail is sorted, a machine makes sure all of the letters are right side up and the addresses are facing the same way. It also postmarks the envelope with the date and place and cancels the stamp so it cannot be used again.
The letters are then scanned and barcodes are added.
This is really cool. A machine reads the addresses and sprays a barcode onto each envelope that sorts the mail based on the zip code it is headed to. All of the letters are put into trays that identify a range of zip codes. This helps identify the next processing plant.
If the letter is traveling far away, the tray ends up on the airplane.
And the airplane takes the letter close to its final destination. Postal workers take the tray from the airport to a mail processing plant.
At the plant, a machine separates the mail by zip code.
The barcodes are read and the mail is sorted even further, so that it is separated by mail carrier. It is even sorted into a specific order, so the carrier can deliver the mail efficiently.
The mail is then taken by truck to the local post office.
And after that, the carrier loads all the trays of mail onto his or her mail truck and goes out for delivery.
It's amazing how many people are involved as sending one letter.
It is, and it's such an efficient and detailed process. Let's get back to the question of the week. Is it harmful to lick a stamp?
It is not harmful, but it does taste yucky.
That's for sure. Anyone who has had the pleasure of licking dozens of stamps in one sitting knows how disgusting it could be. And to make matters even worse, that postal glue on the stamp that you were licking contained 1/10 of a calorie per stamp. So you were potentially putting on a few calories while licking those disgusting stamps.
That was a fun episode. Guess what? Next week is going to be a listener-suggested episode.
It is, and it's going to be a fun one. Thanks to one of our great listeners, we are going to get curious about bugs next week.
If you love our podcast, please support us.
We have a Patreon page. For just $1, you can become a part of the Curious Kid podcast team and get lots of fun perks and merchandise. Check us out at patreon.com/curiouskidpodcast. It's spelled P-A-T-R-E-O-N. So visit us on patreon.com/curiouskidpodcast. For being a patron, you can get things like Curious Kid Podcast t-shirts, signed transcripts, a shout-out in an episode, access to blog posts, bonus episodes, outtakes from our episodes, and so much more. Thanks so much to our newest patron.
Thank you, Brian R.
One more thing to do before we wrap this up.
It's time to plug a podcast.
That's right. This week we want to tell you about the Bodaciously Awesome Family Show. It's a fun family podcast hosted by a dad and his two sons. They discuss different fun things they do as a family. They have more than 80 episodes to enjoy, and you will get some great ideas of things to do with your family by listening to their adventures. Well, that's a wrap for episode 29, Curious About Mail.
Thank you for listening to this week's podcast on mail. I love listener suggestions.
Great job, Olivia. We already know which listener suggestion we are taking next week, but we do listener suggestion topics every 5 episodes. So email us at curiouskidpodcast@gmail.com to let us know what you are curious about. Don't forget to include your name, age, and hometown so we can thank you if we read it. Also, be sure to check us out on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, where we have lots of extra fun content for you to enjoy. If you know anyone that might enjoy our podcast, let them know and tell them to listen and subscribe. As always, thank you so much for listening and getting curious with us.